People living in isolated areas lacking health services want their voices heard following the health reforms announcement. Health Minister Andrew Little says a new entity, Health NZ, will strive to make sure everyone, no matter where they live, will have access to the same level of health care. But in more remote parts of the country, people fear being forgotten and want to see issues they're facing addressed. Alicia Foon reports.
Getting the right medical help often comes with lengthy wait times and frustrations for many isolated communities. Health NZ, the new entity set to change Aotearoa's healthcare system, is being cautiously welcomed by people from the tip of the country to the south. Far north's Te Heku Peninsula has accessibility issues, and many Māori face cost barriers when it comes to healthcare. Errol Murray is the general manager of Whakawhiti Orapai, which runs three clinics in Northland. He says the Māori Authority is a bright light at the end of the tunnel and hopes the many hurdles they face are tackled.
They want access to services in a timely manner rather than waiting months on end. They want to, when they've been given an appointment, when the one finally comes up, they want it to be on a day and a time that's suitable to them because of the distance. There's only one power source that comes along the peninsula here, so it's not unusual for the power to go off, which means everything basically shuts down.
He welcomes the reform and says it could give Māori and isolated communities a greater voice in the health system. The government will be canvassing views of Māori medical experts, iwi and providers across the country in the coming months. Donna Matahari Atariki is the chair of Southern Iwi provider Otako Health Limited. She's pleased to see the government acknowledging the downfall for Māori, particularly for those living in hard-to-reach areas.
We've had a number of reports that show clearly the inequity for Māori as patients, both in terms of their human rights, in terms of the treaty, where we have been completely underserved for way too long.
Christy James is from a group called Save Our Wanaka Midwives. In June 2019, she gave birth on the floor of a midwife's office and is disappointed to still be waiting for a primary birthing unit in Wanaka after being promised one by Southern DHB last year. She's hopeful about the health reforms so long as smaller communities are prioritised.
It's been a long waiting game. We started Save Our Wanaka Midwives about 4 years ago now, and literally pretty much nothing has changed. So I really hope that with the health reform that enables government to just shift their focus and hopefully look to the rural areas in order to make some real changes happen here.
Jill Naylor, who's the president of advocacy group Rural Women, hopes technology will be used to help rural communities become more connected with the health system.
We are pleased that the minister has said that the kind of treatment people get will no longer be determined by where they live. And we need to make sure that rural postcodes aren't in the losing lottery.
She says there are a raft of issues that need to be addressed.
We have instances of a two-hour drive to breast cancer appointments, going into labour at midnight within a no-cell coverage area, 3 hours drive from a hospital and the rescue helicopters on another rescue. Telehealth being offered where there's insufficient technology and patchy coverage and little or no internet or broadband service.
She says when the changes are implemented, analysis should be done to see how the rural population and women are impacted to see if it helps provide better services. For Checkpoint, ko Alicia Foon tēnei.